You can do it. I believe in you. Fuck. My legs are jello-y. Hey, listen, man. They say, yeah, that when you've been tipping, right, somebody has to account for you. So you are accounting for me right now. That's what's happening. If anybody asks you, that's what you're doing. I should not be outside. I'm not that fucked up yet. I'm all right. I'm all right. Don't hit me, bro. Don't do that. I gotta go finish this bottle. Right? I don't like tequila, man. Mine. But fucking A, does it get the job done, dude? I don't like the taste. It tastes terrible. What is this? Who's messaging me? What happened? Who's that? All right. We're good. Bro. My fucking legs feel like jello right now, dude. I'm not into that. Well, I have been walking around all fucking day, so there's that too. Oh, man. Jesus. What am I fucking doing? I'm gonna feel this tomorrow, bro. I'm gonna be in bad shape in the morning. But I'm good right now. I'm not going heavy. I'm splitting a pint. That's not a lot. If I was drinking a pint, I used to go harder than that. Please. Come on, bro. Don't lie. Ooh. I don't know how. You know, I don't know, dude. One day you just wake up. Ah, fuck. My foot, that hurt. God damn it. One day you wake up and you realize, I've had it, dude. You know? I went hard, though, dude. I mean, I fucking have drank in my time. For me. I'm not in the Hall of Fame. There are guys that drink handles, you know? That's not me. I'm a pint guy. You give me a fucking pint and I'm out. I'm done. You don't want to see me after I get halfway through it. I've become a fucking ugly human being. If you fuck with me. I like to think that I'm a fun guy, you know, fun to be around guy, not really. Never. I don't think I'm in any danger of ever being that guy. I'm around when fun happens. I don't make it happen. Hello. I'm not gonna rob you. Relax. I look like I'm at a Grand Theft Auto. Doesn't mean I'm gonna fucking rob you, dude. I'm on a mission, son. Oh, fuck, it's bright out here. I should have brought my sunglasses. God damn it, it's bright. Fuck! Holy shit. How is it this bright all the time, dude? Fuck me. God damn. I guess I never noticed. Holy shit, I notice it now. Oh, fuck. Please hold.
Hold on, I'm not gonna light myself on fire, right? Alright, no, I'm good. Alright, I did it. Mission accomplished. Now all I have to do is make it home. I should get some juice, though, bro. I don't have any money. I'm gonna have to take straight shots of fucking tequila, bro. Oh, it's gonna be a rough one tonight. Oh, man. I'm gonna be suffering tomorrow. My poor butt crack. Come on. Come on. I did it. I made it. These motherfuckers don't stop out here, bro. You gotta go when you can go and hope that you make it, you know? One of these times I might not make it. I realize that. But I'm pretty good. I give myself a lot of time. I know I don't run that fast. At least not as fast as I used to. I used to be fucking quick, bro. You wouldn't be able to catch me. Ask those four redneck dirtbags that try to jump me. Ask them how quick I am. Halfway across town, I flew, bitch. You didn't even know where I went. Ducking the cops and everything, dog. I'm fucking out. What? Yo. They caught me. You can Google this shit, son. They caught me on Ocean Gate Drive. That's halfway across town. I fucking bolted from Ocean Gate Drive to Ocean Gate Ave. You can fucking check that shit. And I made a pit stop at the park to hide from the fucking ropers, dude. You can fact check that. There should be a bubble sitting there right now, son. Come on. Them fucking rednecks were coming. I dipped out because the two cats up his whip were not about it. They say he's right over there. I thought those was my boys. You're supposed to have my back, motherfucker, not point me out. So I dipped, got the fuck out of there. Right? You know, these faggots ain't catching me. Fuck out of here, bro. These fucking redneck tobacco chewers ain't catching me. Fuck that. I'm out. You can keep your ass whooping for somebody else, son. I'm fucking gone. Fucking peaced out, bro. I never ran so fast in my life, dude. I'm sorry. Me against four people ain't a good look. Fuck that. Oh, shit. I gotta stop for a second. Whew. That took a lot out of me. Damn. See? I'm not quick like I used. Now I couldn't run. I'd have to stay and fight. I'm too old to run now. Running is a young man's game. They come for me now? Come on with it, bro. I'm taking one of you cunts with me. That's all I know. I'm taking somebody's tooth, somebody's jaw, an eyeball. I'm taking something with me when I go. I ain't running. Fuck that. I gotta get back in shape, dog. I gotta get into yoga or something. You know? Because I know it ain't over. It's not over. It's not over until somebody bleeds. I'm smart enough to know that. So while this motherfucker is out getting fat and sitting on his ass, I gotta get straight. You know what I mean? Get in the fucking gym, bro. Hit some bags, get myself right, get my stamina back up. And then we'll see what's what. Because I ain't a little kid anymore. Fuck that, bro. I don't get it, dude. I'm such a fucking asshole, right? When I was a kid, I took nothing from nobody. I'd fight anybody. I didn't give a fuck. And then I got to middle school and I was like, bro, I need to change my life. Right? Like, I know what's waiting for me. Nothing. Prison. I gotta change. You can't be like this. So I just decided to just eat shit. That was hard to do. But it was smart, though, in a way. You can't fight the world. You gotta know when you're beat. These fucking momos traveling packs. I'm by myself. Yeah. Knowing the popular kids didn't do shit for me. That's alright though, I can hold my own.
Shit.
I made it.
Did you die?
Almost.
I just seen somebody just, heat blast, no, the heat gun thing?
Uh-huh.
Plastic to their windows.
Oh.
I don't know
why.
Why? In the older houses, it's only a single pane glass, and the coldness creeps through that window.
Really?
It's not a double pane. Like regular windows.
Oh, no shit. The place we lived in Lacey was that deck I told you about. We never go out there. But if we ever go out that way, out by Parker Ave, I lived on Parker Avenue. Swear it is real shit. I was just talking about how I'm too old to run.
Yeah. Fucking only 38 years old.
Too old, bro.
How you gonna run after Ponson, sir? You better get that back.
That's different. That's different. I'm too old to run from a fight. Running after a child is different motivation. You ain't Pet Sematary and me, motherfucker. Bro, every time he run, I swear to God, dude, this kid gave me a heart attack and a half. He bolted out the front door, and I'm in the living room with him. I'm not a fucking idiot for people who are listening.
But he's fast.
He's very fast.
He's fast
the kid feet. Jumps off the couch, out the front door, and the front yard is a patch of grass and then the fucking highway. So this kid thinks it's the most funniest thing in the world to run back and forth in the grass and watch me freak out.
Like, don't get any closer to that road,
yeah,
fucker!
Yeah, he thinks it's, like, he grabs his stomach. He's laughing so hard.
What about me fucking popping that pimple on your armpit, then him getting in the bed? Lifting his shirt up. That's the best. Oh, do that to me. Nah.
Bro, that is my guy, dude. That is my guy.
That's your partner in crime.
Yeah. Dude, that's... Please. I love that kid, bro.
They had hundreds today? I was shook when I went yesterday. They didn't have hundreds.
Oh, fuck.
Did you die? Oh. Clogged your nose up.
Oh, shit.
That'll do, pig. That'll do. Look, it's, oh, what a gentleman. He's gonna leave the room and everything. On a scale of 1 to 10, how cold's that bathroom? He didn't hear me. Do you know there's a wall there, right? You coughed yourself right into it.
Oh, man. I gotta take these layers off. This tequila's getting heavy.
Yeah, when you got a lot of layers on, you get tequila. Tequila make you feel like you're wearing an extra 20 pounds.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa, fuck. All right.
Those suspenders came off real
fast. Dude, they got to. I might take this thing off in a second.
I need to turn on the heater and plug it in though.
Whoa, shit. Yo, I walked outside. My legs are jello. Jello. I'm like, I probably shouldn't be leaving. I started this.
Yeah.
Because if I'm... if I'm recording, I'm not out by myself. I'm accounted for. Whoever's listening in the future knows right where I'm at.
Getting hit by this car.
Fuck yeah. I crossed the street twice, and that's when I realized I'm too old to run on the flight. I chased the kid. There's a different motivation. You ain't Gabriel and me, motherfucker. No.
That's it. Once you Gabriel me, that's
you
it.
Will die on your father's time. Thank you. It's a terrible thing to say. I understand that, but I don't care. I don't care how bad that sounds. That's how I feel on the inside. And I feel comfortable enough to express myself.
My stomach doesn't know if it wants to fart. Shit. She doesn't know what she wants to do. A taco's come back up.
Yeah, that was very funny. That was very funny. We're sitting in the middle of Taco Bell and I just hit record and I'm like, we're in the finest fast food establishment in the area.
What are you talking about? It's only Taco Bell.
I mean, it sounds like I took her somewhere nice and it's a fucking dump. I would like to take you to a fancy place, but,
yeah.
You know, I don't have the money for all that, so, you know. I could try to make you something fancy at the house, that's the compromise. I yeah, can't bring you...
Who's cleaning that mess up?
Me! What do you mean?
Yeah, okay.
What?
Keep the apartment dishes clean.
Bro, like I'm not in the kitchen every morning, dishes done, garbage out... Kid fed, fuck off, bro, please. I'm nursing a Starbucks. I'm slinging this kid at breakfast. I'm doing dishes. The garbage is out. Get the fuck out of here. I'm a machine in the morning over in this joint. You know why? Because there's motivation, man. There's people here. If these jobs don't get done, the house doesn't function. It's different when you're in an apartment and it's just you and her. And she's just in bed all day. So, why the fuck am I gonna clean for you? Who cares? Are we having company? Otherwise, I don't give a shit. Like, I'll fucking manic clean when people are coming over because I don't want to be embarrassed. But other than that, fuck it, bro. You know? She's not even gonna look at the fucking sink. She's just gonna fill it. So why am I gonna continuously do that? Why don't you do a fucking dish, man? I don't touch dishes. Well, fucking start, man. Huh? If you could dirty a dish, you could fucking clean it. That's what I heard. How hard is it to rinse off a dish when you're done with it? How hard is that? There's no drama in that. Rinse it off. Let it sit in the fucking sink. I'll throw it through the dishwasher for good measure. Don't do fucking drugs. He says, drinking tequila and smoking weed. If you don't want to sound like me, don't do fucking drugs. You know, it's an ugly fucking life. I wouldn't recommend this to other people. Oh, smoke weed? Yeah, no, that's not cool, bro. If I could offer you one piece of advice, again, it would not be sunscreen. Yes! What? Now, you know what, bro? Tell that fucking abracadabra disappearing motherfucker to shut the fuck up. You did not want to be in attendance when the opportunity was presented to you. Keep your fucking reels to yourself, man. That's how I feel. You're faking the funk, bro. Tell me I'm so glad I'm not this person. Can you imagine? Could you imagine? We're outside the fucking liquor store, yeah? And the devil calls Jen and she goes, what? You know, busting balls. Come smoke this blunt. I can't. I gotta go home. Bro, why would you even call her to offer her peace like that? I'm not calling that bitch. Fuck that. Fix your life. Fix your life. And then we can have a conversation. Never mind the relationship. Never mind all that. Nobody's perfect. You did your dirt. I did mine. It is what it is. Moving past all of that. From human being to human being, get your life right. I will not associate with you until you do. And I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks of me because of that. There is a bar, and if it is not met, I'm sorry, motherfucker, you don't get in. That's what it is. Let's flip the situation around, shall we? Could you imagine? Could you imagine? If I started fucking the bitch downstairs that had two kids with some fucking loser, right? And I fucking throw her shit at her on Halloween after just trick-or-treating with your fucking brother all night, dude? I throw her shit at her and tell her to get the fuck out and find somewhere to live. Fuck you. I don't want nothing to do with you no more. Could you imagine the shitstorm? What would have took place? Could you imagine? I can. The police would have been called immediately. The door would have been kicked in. I would have been hauled off to jail. And I'd be sitting in prison right now. But for some reason, we flipped the fucking script around. I get the cops called on me for being at my own fucking house. Tell this fruity fuck to get up out of here, bro. I swear to God, I'm not gonna start no shit. I just want to go to sleep in my bed, in my bedroom, dog. I don't give a fuck who you're fucking, who he's fucking or sucking. It doesn't matter. It don't matter. I'll mind my business. I'm not gonna say shit. I'm not gonna say shit. Just have him prance his loose asshole up out here so I can go to bed. Because I'm fucking hammered and that's what needs to happen right now. But no, of course not. No. You're going to call the cops and they're going to escort me off the property despite the fact that I'm paying fucking rent in this bitch. Could you imagine, bro? Could you? For real? Could you imagine? You're paying rent. Imagine if you would put yourself in my shoes for a second, motherfucker. If you could imagine, please, if you could. You pay rent every fucking month to live in this fucking place, yeah? So you finally say, fuck this shit. I'm going the fuck home, bro. Right? I've been staying somewhere else for 2 motherfucking months, bro. Right? Fuck that shit. I'm going home. You go home, and the cops show up and escort you off the property. Could you fucking imagine, bro? And they tell me, listen, man.
Well, they couldn't.
Don't go back. Don't go back there. Don't go there.
They said, all right, bro, she's going to let you up there. And then she could have did what they said that.
But I'm saying, though, you're paying rent for this place. But these cops tell you, don't go up there, man. Let me tell you why you don't want to go up there. They're talking me out of going into the place where I pay rent to fucking live, bro. Like, I'm sorry, I've talked about this before, but
I figured, you know what, this fucker doesn't look like, you know, he fucking...
Credit to those cops, though. They didn't have to do that. They could have easily, and I have a lot of heat with police officers, but I gotta give credit where it's fucking due, man. Those guys could have let me just, okay, go ahead. Let me walk right in there. She could have scratched herself up, and that would have been the end of it. Because nobody wants to hear that
they don't want to do the paperwork.
It wasn't me. That's what the motherfucker said, bro. If she so much as scratches herself and says you did it, you're going to jail, not her. It doesn't matter what the situation is. Who she's got in there. Don't make a difference, bro. You're going. She ain't going. Let me bring you somewhere. Could you imagine, bro? Let me bring you somewhere. I come from a life where police are the enemy, dude. And not because I'm a fucking gangbanger and I live the streets and I'm hardcore. It's because some cops are fucking dickheads, bro. And it doesn't matter if you're white, black, Spanish, Asian. It doesn't matter because you're not a cop. You're not accepted. Some guys roll around like that. And a lot of those dudes happen to work in fucking, you know, urban neighborhoods. For lack of a better term. I lived in one, right? They were busting my balls because there was no black kids to shoot. Let's be real. Let's be real, dude. I was the closest thing that there was. If you want to take it to race relations. But realistically, race doesn't matter. It's about class. I got news for all of you motherfuckers. It has nothing to do with race. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, Spanish, Asian. Again, I said it again. It doesn't matter. What matters, what's in your bank account. Mm-hmm. That's what matters. Doesn't matter what color you are. It matters how much money you got.
Everybody judges it.
Everybody. And we all pretend.
The upper class judge it for ridiculous.
There is no middle class anymore. Everything is fucked, bro. But that's fine. Because we'll figure it out eventually. You know why? Because these rich cunts can't run everything because they're not paying for nothing. All the broke motherfucking people are paying for everything. So how does that work? Taxes can't pay for everything, dude. The system's not going to work. It's going to fall upon itself. Shit will change eventually. But that has nothing to do with the conversation. Some cops are just fucking assholes because they feel like they're God's gift to law enforcement. And if you are not in a law enforcement uniform, you are the opposition. It doesn't matter if you're an old lady. I've seen these same douchebags. If you think it's just because I'm a young guy and they're breaking my balls. No. I've seen them in court waiting for my court date. The piece of shit that I am. Right? But there's an old woman in there that's trying to detest a ticket. Or whatever the legal fucking jargon is. She's trying to fight against a speeding ticket they give her. They're breaking her balls the same way they're breaking mine. And she's an old lady. Lucky that she knows what her fucking name is. But it doesn't matter. It's because she's broke and she's trying to fight the ticket because she doesn't have the money to pay it, but they don't want to fucking hear that. Fuck you, pay me. That's what they say in court. It don't matter what you did. It comes down to fuck you, pay me, bro. How much money do you have? That's how much time you're going to do in jail. That's what it comes down to, dude. Fuck you, pay me. It's ridiculous, bro. Everything is money, man. And unfortunately, I'm in the lowest bracket there is. So I can't talk much about money. But that's why I'm kicking this shit. Because I have enough self-awareness to realize that at least when you come from nothing, you're made from something. These people who have everything, they have no personality. None at all whatsoever. Which is why they lean so hard on class. Because they can't differentiate the difference between a good personality and a narcissistic personality because they don't get the time to know people. So, you know, it's whatever, man. It's corny as shit is what it is. But that's life. That's life.
That's life.
Sometimes you wave at people.
What's the name of that song?
I have no idea. That's the way it is. You're singing a Frank Sinatra song, right? I have no idea what the name is. I'm a terrible... Well, you know what? I'm a disgrace to Italians anyway, so it fits. Do you know they made fun of me for not liking red sauce when I was young? Like, dude, I'm not into tomatoes, bro. So excuse me. Matter of fact, scratch that. I don't like... What do you want? Okay, I'm sorry. I heard sirens. I got distracted. I realized very quickly I'm not doing anything wrong. There's no reason for them to come after me. We're fine.
I didn't do it.
Any laws we broke, nobody saw. We got a home. We already passed it. There's a statute of limitations.
If Baby Balls died, I was here all night.
For real. For real. I didn't kill him. There was parents at H&M Potter that heard me. Oh, I got to bleep that out. That heard me, you know, talking shit. But well, I shouldn't say talking shit. I was busting balls. I wasn't talking shit. Yeah, it was busting balls. Because that's what happens when you don't wave. I'm sorry, I'm gonna... You know how they do, like, an analyze this or that, whichever one it is, with that rat bastard cocksucker, let's go say hi. There is no, let's go say hi. I got a triple take, and then they walk past us like they didn't know us. And that don't burn me as bad because I expect them to put their nose up at me. But I didn't have three kids with you motherfuckers. The woman standing next to me did. I would expect her to have some type of feelings because I was certainly
like,
would.
Oh, we had them in like, okay, a 3-year span.
Yo, I wasn't.
I did a stint with you motherfucker.
By the way, I just want to specify, I wasn't expecting a guy to walk over to us and go, hey, hi,
yeah,
how's it going?
No.
None of that. Just a
wave.
Just a wave. That's it.
We didn't
just
have to stand and do the parade.
No. Just a wave just to be
a
like.
Just a wave and an acknowledgement.
That's it. That's it. Just a, okay, I see you. You see me?
I see you. You see me? All right. We're here for the same person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
That's what matters. But yet, no. We walk past and we act like, we don't know you, but I watch you do a triple take.
But we were there first.
Why you think I'm in the same outfit?
He did a triple take because he couldn't believe we were there first.
Why you think I'm in the same outfit all the time? Because I want to be recognizable. Let the snipers come and get me. I don't give a fuck. That kid knows what Devil's jersey, that's my guy.
Alright,
that means mom is right there. He knows.
So that little girl from Logan's class is the one that said, hey, I like your jersey.
That's what's up.
Because he came up right after that.
That made me so happy that a little kid is like, oh, I like that Devil's jersey. Yes, that means we got one. That means if we got one, there's one less person that's a Rangers fan
Logan's
in the state of New Jersey.
When he saw, hey, Logan.
Yeah. Yo, you made that lady's year. I just want to let you know that. I don't know if that was his teacher, if it was the aide. Whoever that woman was, you melted her heart in real time. I watched the Hallmark moment happen. He looked up and said, Mom!
Mom!
And fucking just, he speared her, is what happened. That's what happened. And he's holding on to her kids. His class is gone by. They're already in the building. He's standing having a conversation. I can appreciate that she wasn't the, yo, come on, keep it moving. Because that would have been fucking dirty. I didn't know you were coming. Like, dude, that was cool. You can't say that you're mad at that. That made up for the fucking no wave. That evens it out, I think.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. You know what? Don't wave, motherfucker. It don't matter. Because the one person that I came here for is excited that I'm here. So fuck you. It doesn't matter. That's how I felt.
Lucas is like, you're not going to come see baby? Like, you came all the way down here.
Yeah, but you know what, though?
By the time we got there, it wouldn't be Dustin walking through the door. We'd be walking through the door.
Right. And then it would be a shit show because the baby is not going to understand why can't dad and mom be in the same room. And never mind, hello, I'm in attendance. And what's her name in the back? I know what her name is, but I said that for a reason. What's her name in the back is still over there. Like, he don't get it why everybody can't. Like, he doesn't understand. It's politics,
dog. Because guess what? See, Logan and Lucas know what it is because Quinn don't know nothing.
But that's good. I'd rather it like that.
I'd rather it like that.
So get your shit together before he's old enough to know what's up. Figure it out. Get right with your feelings.
These two really can't be in the same.
Bro, even if I hated your fucking guts, if I hated your guts and wanted you dead, I would still put my feelings aside. I treat it like business. It's business. It's a separate thing.
We don't have to hang out.
No.
We don't have to be cool. Yes.
No, but it's a separate thing.
To them, let's try to keep it cordial and not awkward, but
because I know what it's like to have awkwardness, and I'm not about it. If I can avoid it at all, I'm sorry if my presence makes you awkward, but I'd rather show up just to be like, I'm here for you, bro, just so you see me, right? But I'm not trying to make it weird. I'll dip out after that, but like, I want to fucking be there for as much as there is to be there for, because where the fuck was once I hit middle school, bro, that said nobody gives a fuck. Nobody was at my high school graduation and boo-hoo for me. I should cry and build a fucking bridge at 38 years old. Get over it. It's the point, bro. You know, I don't have fond memories of being a child and graduating and my family's there and people I like and all that. Like, there was very little of that. if my grandfather was there and my grandmother wasn't. Like, that's just facts. That's, it's, fuck, like, if we could avoid that, that would be great, but it's not my...
Would she not go because he's going?
Right, like, that's...
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, okay, if he's gonna go, then I'll stay, but know that I would be there.
Yeah.
But still, like, that's awkward. Because, like, now I know she's not here because you're here. So then it makes you, like, it makes you kind of, like...
But that's what I don't want with the kids because, oh. Because girlfriend's going.
Right, now mom can't go.
Yeah, mom can't go. Like...
Right, and dude, don't act like me and you, like, I'm speaking directly about baby daddy and nobody else. Not his mama, not his daddy, not his girlfriend. Don't act like me and you can't act like we don't know that the other person is in the room. And just, like, you can live in a room with me for 10 minutes for the sake of your fucking kid, bro. Like, I'm not trying to make you look bad. I'm not trying to do nothing to you. I made a promise, and I plan on keeping my fucking word once in my fucking useless life. I want to keep my fucking word.
My whole thing is, like, alright, it wasn't like, okay, you know, they caught us cheating or anything like that.
No, it was not like that. And but, I hate that it looks like I just stood and waited. I hate that it fucking looks like that. That bothers me. But motherfucker, you know me and you know I'm not like that. I was there through the whole shit because that's what a friend is supposed to do. But then I got thrown to the side and my fucking whatever was like, here, take him if you want him. And you were by yourself for 3 years, so what the fuck? I got a lot of baggage, man. You say you got a lot of baggage. You got 3 kids and a fucking dog. Whoop-dee-doo. The American dream. Build a fucking fence out front. But it's the point, bro. You think baggage is 3 kids? Baggage ain't kids, man. Baggage is paranoia and PTSD from shit that you've been through in your life, insecurities and abandonment issues. That's baggage. I got all that. If you think I want to go, and no disrespect to you, I realize this is going to sound terrible when I say this, but if you think that I want to go and try to find a fucking stranger to try to make her understand all of this, she would never. She'd be like, bro, this is too much. And you're handicapped? On top of all that, and you're handicapped, motherfucker? VIP parking is not enough. I'm out. That's what she would say. You know the deal. You witnessed everything.
You did what? Who?
You've seen it. Look, you know everything. Filthy, dirty, just the whole shit. You know it all. And you signed up.
I know it all.
And you signed up anyway. Therefore, she signed up for the tour.
She signed up.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she wants to be involved.
You signed up for this tour, too.
But I know that you can't do it by yourself. Whether we were intimate or not, and I use air quotes when I say that, I would still be doing what I'm doing anyway, because it's not for just a mother to raise children. There needs to be another person involved. I'll try to be politically correct. I was going to say there needs to be a man present. I think there should be. I'm sorry if that rubs certain people the wrong way. I'm not against, you know, people that are two daddies or two mommies, but... You know, there has to be somebody fulfilling that fucking role.
There's always a bottom and a top.
That's my point. Thank you. Yeah, things go up and down. You know what I'm saying? Like, it happens. What are you going
to... Up, down.
You know what? I gotta say, even though I'm not out doing what I'm usually doing, which is basically
with your penis?
No, walking around with Spencer while he goes from house to house to make sure he doesn't get kidnapped. And I get people looking at me like I'm a fucking weirdo. Because God forbid a guy with a limp should have a fucking child with him, right? Like, God forbid I know this kid. I'm not abducting him. But, you know, this is still, like, granted my idea of the Halloween parade is not the what we saw today, but the fact that, you know, how excited he was to see, like, it made it all, like, that was worth doing for the day as the activity, and that's it. Because, like, all right, that's at least when he gets older, that's a memory that he's going to think back on and be like, I remember when, you know, she was there for that. I know that has nothing to do with me, except for the fact that I was basically the tour guide to get you down there and back. That's what I'll take credit for.
You're the security blanket.
Yeah, I'm the security blanket. All right, we take this bus, we go here.
The security blanket and the tour guide all in one.
Mm-hmm. But still, I would imagine, even though he didn't say anything to me, I would imagine he would feel some type of way if I wasn't there. So baby daddy and his mama can feel whatever way they want. But I do spend weekends with this kid, even though it is only weekends. I'm not out here trying to claim him as, like, I'm parenting. But, yeah, like,
your father of the year.
Yeah, the kid doesn't die in my presence. That's got to count for something. And he doesn't hate being around me. That's also got to be good. Yeah. Like, you know, be happy, man, that I'm not.
He was sad when I told him that you weren't here. He's like, what? Kevin's always there. No, that weekend it took only baby.
Yeah.
What? He wasn't there? Where'd he go?
I went to West Virginia. I went to Bridgeton.
I told him you went to Bridgeton.
And I'm glad I went.
He looked at me like three heads. And I was like, remember we were reading about it?
I felt bad that I missed the weekend. But I'm glad that I went because I saw shit that I would never see. I had a panic attack every 5 fucking minutes how high up we were.
And I'm kind of glad that I got to spend that one-on-one time with baby.
Well, I forget because now
I did miss my put, though.
You got me all involved. Like, it used to just be you guys. Yeah. You must miss that one-on-one time. No. Well, you know, I mean,
because he takes a nap, and then what am I doing? I'm sitting in here for fucking 2 hours.
Yeah, that's true. And you don't want to fucking shoot him up and chase him around and all that. You don't want to do all that. I don't really want to chase him around either. But when I see
the funny thing is, we never left this room. That's the funny part.
Yeah,
we ate breakfast in here. We ate lunch in here. We do not eat dinner here, no. We have dinner out
later, but that's fucking funny. Now, the whole mine and his schedule is completely different. We're immediately in the living room, big screen TV, Disney up on the shit, Donald Duck, as big as you can get him. Now, I'm going to sit and eat my strawberries, bananas, and cereal, my Fruit Loops, or my Captain Crunch, whatever you got for me, right? And, you know, like, I appreciate the fact that the kid realizes, like, all right, while you sit there and do what you're doing, I'm going to clean and I'm going to go outside. I'm going to smoke my joint and become a person so that by the time you're done eating your breakfast, I'll be able to chase you around and keep up with you. But I got a whole system.
Make sure you don't come in and poke your mom.
Oh, dude, I play goalie for the first 4 hours of the day. From, like, 6 to 10, I'm the goalie, right?
Six to 10.
I'm saying, roughly. Roughly, until, because, like, 10 o'clock is acceptable to be slapped in the head and woken up. All right,
got it. Don't wake her up. Right.
8, 9 o'clock in the morning, that's still too early for
I don't know what time she went to bed last night.
That's too early for a knock on the forehead. I should know. 6 a.m., I'm up, like, as soon as I hear his little feet hit the fucking floor, I'm awake, bro, I'm ready, let's do this. Because it wasn't that long ago, I was fighting through falling asleep on the couch, trying to stay awake, and this guy's just waiting for me to pass out so he can go in the kitchen and tear up some shit. Can't wait. He would stare at me and wait for me to not. He's like, this motherfucker can't hang. As soon as he passed us out, I'm going to go make a mess. So it became, that became like, I think that's where the Chase me shit came from.
Yeah.
Because it's like, all right.
No, you couldn't even go outside and smoke a cigarette without him hopping that fucking fence.
No, immediately. Oh, as soon as I'm
now
free.
Now the fence ain't there, you give a rat's ass about that fucking kitchen now.
Yeah, but you know what, though? We give him the chocolate milk. I think that, like, settles him. Because he's like, this is the best thing I could possibly get out of here right now. What could I possibly have better than chocolate in the morning? And I don't get yelled at. Right? This guy's not yelling at me because I'm wanting candy at 6 a.m. and he's not letting it happen.
He won't let me have that lollipop.
Fuck no. You're going to eat breakfast and lunch before you have that lollipop. I was like, there's different rules up in here now.
Here's me and Joan here. Take that lollipop.
Yeah. No, oh, that's
it. You better eat that in between us right now. That's right it. Now, eat yeah. that. And if he comes in the room, you better fucking throw that lollipop. He ain't doing nothing. I'm not talking about. Leave the boy alone.
Never. Never. I could never.
Oh, my God. At the apartment, I remember fucking, what you call it? What was it? Lucas asked for that lollipop, and Jen said, yeah, go ahead, open it. And you turned around, and you were like, huh? What? I died.
Yeah, like.
I died because her face and his face was like, what did we do?
Like, bro.
What did I say?
Where did you come from? You can open that lollipop at 9 a.m. Are you crazy?
That was exactly what you said.
When we were kids, they wouldn't let us have candy. If you were lucky to have candy, you couldn't have it till at least after lunch, bro. That's a rule. You gotta have breakfast.
What kind of cock mini fucking rule looking shit you grew up with,
man. Yo, listen, man. My step, please. My stepmother used to make us do math in the summer to, like, sit in the house and do fucking papers, bro. Like, we were in school.
Why?
Whack. Because she's like, y'all are going to learn. Like, basically, you're not going to be stupid, right? Whatever they teach you in school is not. I'm assuming this is her logic. I think as an adult, she is like, I'm just going to force these fucking savages to do something so I can just sit here and not worry about where they're at and what they're doing, I'm assuming. But her reasoning at the time is basically like, you're going to fucking make sure that you learn some shit. So you're going to sit here and do, like, bro, fucking books, dude. It was whack as fuck. I hated it. That's why I hate math. I count grams. I'm a rebel.
I count grams.
That's why she tried to hit me with the long division, and I wasn't having it, man. You sit there for fucking hours and do sheet work like I'm in school, bro. I do this shit in school, son. This is summer. I'm supposed to be out having fun and doing shit, having a good time, and you got me in here doing fucking paperwork. This place is whack. Ugh. I hated it, dude. Like, how gay is that? Isn't that stupid?
She's one oddball.
Bro, that bitch hated me. She I posted the pictures from West Virginia. She was like, great pictures. I'm like, do you really feel that way? Or are you just saying that because you feel like you have to say something?
Are you mad that me and PJ went?
Right? Like, that's how I kind of feel, because, you know, like, not to, now I'm bashing her for some reason, but I guess since we're on parenting.
It's not bashing, it's a legit question.
I always kind of felt like she was like, you're not my kid, fuck
yes.
you.
Yes.
I felt that, strong. Always,
yeah, I know that, but I'm like,
why you got new shoes for? Why you got this? Why you got that? Like, you know, what, why is it a thing? Why are you pointing it out and trying to make it a fucking big deal, bro? Because I smoke shoes, that's why. Every 3 months, I'm in a new fucking pair of sneakers, man. Please.
That's
not new. But, you know, I don't know, man. I don't think.
She's an oddball. I never met the woman, so that's why I think she's an oddball.
I would not have, like, I get if her purpose was really education.
From what I've heard from past, at least podcast episodes, I'd be a little hellion too.
Look, man, it wasn't about bust this lady's balls because she's the lady that's with my dad. It was like, you're forcing me to call you mom.
Yeah, you're not, like, yeah, you're forcing too much here. Yeah.
I don't like that. I know who my mother is.
You're forcing uncomfortableness.
I live with my mother. Why am I calling you mom? That's whack. That's why I would never ask your kids.
Disrespectful, because I already have a mom.
Right. That's why I would never ask your kids to call me dad. That's, they have a father.
Quinny did that all that
time. But that's, he's different. He's different. He chose that. Your other kids, like, you're not my dad. Yo, well, no, yeah, let's get that out the way. I am not your father, but while you're here, I am responsible for your life, and I want what is best for you out of the interest of you and your mom. That's it. I'm not trying to replace your dad. I am not your dad. So you only get one. Enjoy that motherfucker, because that's all you have. I don't think he was expecting me to say that.
No.
But that's... What else? How dare you say, well, no, you will call me dad. No, fuck you, bro.
I never, but that's what, for him to say that, it was funny because you were reprimanding him on something that he was doing bad, but it wasn't like, oh, you're going to call me dad. Like, you never came in here.
No, I helped to enforce the law that your mom has set. That's it.
You're mad because... That used to be dad's job, but yeah. Now the dad's not here. Well, you're not my dad.
Right.
Well, I'm still here to enforce the law. Even though I'm not your dad, I'm still here to back up your mom.
You don't have to like what I'm saying.
You don't have to like it, but guess what? We all gotta live here.
Right. And, you know, he came around surprisingly. I thought he was gonna be like, you know, fuck this guy. You know, I think because I didn't force that and I play my role like I'm supposed to, I think he understood, like, okay, this guy is not trying to be the fucking, you know, new guy, because you can't do that. I felt that energy and I don't like it. Everybody has a different, maybe if she had another chance, she would do it differently. Who knows? I don't know. I never asked her. I don't want to have that conversation. It's awkward. It's weird. And I honestly should not be talking about it right now. But it's already on the table. So fuck it. Right? At worst case scenario now, because I said this, the next time I see her, I may have to have an uncomfortable conversation.
Oh, I don't
want to be that. Well, you might be. No, I don't know. Maybe. Are you going to the wedding, you think, or no?
Yeah. It gives me high anxiety every time I say yeah.
That's why I'm at, like, you do know that if you pull out, I'm not going to be mad at you, right? I have a, like, if that's what you decide to do, I completely understand. I'm not going to be mad. I'll be disappointed that you won't be able to see whatever it is that we're going to see when we get there, because I've never been to this place before. But
where are we going?
I forget the name of the town, but it's
in Florida, though.
Yeah, it's in Florida somewhere. It's to the west of, like, I went in Florida and fucking
to the west.
I went in Florida and in. I know somebody in Port St. Lucie. I knew somebody in Kissimmee, which is like outside of Orlando.
They rented a house out in Kissimmee.
It's nice out there, but they don't fuck around. Don't wear colors out there. I got lucky. I had my tan on strong, and they thought I was Puerto Rican, so they didn't break my balls about the colors I had on, because they went and rushed the car. The girl that I knew was a white chick that was in the neighborhood, but they rushed the car. She was like, just shut the fuck up and let me handle this. Like, these dudes are bangers, bro. This is my neighborhood. Let me deal with this shit, okay? And they came up to the car asking all types of questions. Yo, who the fuck is this? Oh, you all right. Yo, you Puerto Rican? Man, like, no, Italian. Like, close enough. You all right. Go ahead. Like, that could have went any type of way. I got lucky. And then in the county, because I said peace to the bail bondsman, the bangers in the jail thought I was funny. So that worked out in my favor, too.
Yeah, you said peace to a fucking bailiff.
Yeah, they're like, this white boy is wild. Like, I talk how I talk. I don't... I didn't think of it. Like, I didn't realize that I was supposed to straighten up for the bail bondsman, too. I thought that was for the judge. Excuse me for living.
No, I never needed to use a bail bondsman.
Well, consider yourself lucky. I've used two, and I don't recommend it.
I didn't just use one. I used two.
I used two lawyers and two bail bondsmen, and that'll be the end of this conversation. The point is, what 50 Cent say? I caught cases, I copped out. Does that make me a quitter? I know when I'm beat, son. These cats rat you out. There is no competition no more. My weed's better than yours? Cool. I'll just rat you out, and then my bullshit weed will still be sold, and you'll be in the county. That's how life works.
Oh, what happened to him? Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. And there's no shoot 'em up anymore. Now they just call the cops on you. Like old hens. And you get sent away to the county. And then your whole life is fucked up for 15 years. Yeah, they really did. They stuck a fork in me. 8 motherfuckers ratted me out. Could you imagine? Weed is legal now. 8 fucking fairies dusted their way to the police department. And dropped my name. 8 different motherfuckers. You fucking... Ugh.
You're Mulian.
Oh, that's a bad... Well, you can say that. You're not a Caucasian. You just pulled your race card out real fast and then tucked it back in your wallet real quick. You can say that. I can't. Oh, shit. She just made my heart... I got anxiety a little bit. I went, oh, wait, no. She's good. She's not a part of the clan. She can do it. I just gave myself worse anxiety. I shouldn't have said that. Because now it implies that I'm not... Clearly, I'm not down. I'm breaking all the rules. I'm smoking weed.
You down with the Klan now?
I'm blank. No. Fuck. I'm blanging the Puerto Rican.
Shitting on the side of the house.
I'm shitting on the side of the house and I'm blanging a Puerto Rican girl.
And you got the Ku Klux Klan out. Fucking...
Bro, could you... They wouldn't take me. They wouldn't take me. They'd burn
you.
They'd burn me with the cross. They would.
Hang your ass.
Yeah, they would. Fuck them. I've been to Clinton Road. I'm not missing nothing. I've seen it. Bunch of nerds walking around in sheets.
I've seen it.
Bro, they burn crosses in the woods.
Fuck
like,
you.
Fuck all that. That seems a little.
Can you give me some ice?
Yeah, please.
Ice,
stop it. No, you didn't. Oh my God.
You got that too.
I did.
Look, is there any money to go get more juicy juice?
Yeah, I'm really having anxiety right now. I'm not even joking. I shouldn't have said that shit.
Oh my god, I'm good. Sending me more hocus pocus.
Bro, get the fuck out of here with you. Abracadabra,
I swear
be gone,
to God,
bitch.
I died on the toilet while I was taking a shit. I died. I was like, no, she fucking didn't. Does she? Hello in there! Like, does she have a microphone shoved up my ass? Am I gonna shit the microphone out eventually? Like, damn.
Bro, that's a shame.
We talked about this on the last one when we fucking started.
Yeah, but this one I could actually put out. Because I only gave myself a panic attack and I haven't said nothing that bad yet. The tequila is taking over, motherfucker. It's over. What do you want from me?
Margaritas!
Bro, I gotta piss like a motherfucker. I'm trying to time this out because I only got 2 minutes left. I'm holding it. I'm holding it strong, bro. My heart is squeezing right now, though. This anxiety is for real. I shouldn't have said that Klan shit. Nobody's gonna think I'm a Klansman. I don't know what I'm anxietying about right now.
Because of what I said. You can't say that. Oh, wait, you can't.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. You're too much, bro. Don't do that to me. Oh, shit. Ooh, it burns for real.
Look,
it's real.
I did it all by myself, Jen. Look, I did it.
Let me see you do it. Hey! Let me see you do it. Come on.
Look, I did it. I fucking did it. I did do it. Oh, I sent him in a big panic attack.
Oh, fuck.
I did.
You did.
I did. Oh, it was like, oh, it was one of those panic attacks.